Hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are on our 11th day of our 12 days of Christmas and our final clue. Are you excited? I know I am, because we are going to be announcing our prize tomorrow. And also tomorrow is going to be the cutoff for sending in your answers. So you're going to want to be sure and pay attention to this episode, because there are some definite important things you're going to need to know that I'm going to be talking about in today's episode. The movie that we are going to be talking about today, as I promised, all of these movies are innocent, so safe for all ages, but this one's going to be a little bit controversial on that, because there's a few people that probably think this movie is not necessarily innocent, but I certainly do. I don't see anything in this one that would be inappropriate for younger viewers. Some of the storyline may be a little bit hard to understand for the youngest, but there's definitely an important message to be seen here. You may be wondering what movie I'm referring to. Well, the one I'm talking about came out in 1984, and I was 10 years old when this movie came out, and it was a very memorable Christmas for me that year, not in all such positive ways. And this story, it hits home in a different way for me, just because in this story we meet Ebenezer Scrooge. And if you haven't already figured out, we are talking about A Christmas Carol. And Ebenezer Scrooge, he is this just grouch of an older gentleman, and he runs this counting house that's just very, very tight and very strict on everything that they do. And his only employee, Bob Cratchit, is just, Scrooge doesn't ask anything of Cratchit that he's not willing to kind of do himself, but he's like, there's no point in doing it myself, because that's why I hired you to do it. And he's just a crotchety old man, not Cratchit, but Ebenezer. And you've probably heard the term bah humbug around the holidays. I mean, that's something that a lot of people even say, because he had absolutely zero Christmas spirit. Now, when I say zero, I mean zero, zip, zilch. And that actually started at a young age. There was a tragedy when he came into this world. And this movie kind of explains a little bit of why he is the way he is, because of the way he was raised, and it's kind of like that. So it kind of gives you a backstory, and people try to reach out to him and they try to connect to him, but he has zero connection to the world around him. He doesn't want anything to do with anybody. He just wants to do what he does and just basically live the solitary, lonely life. And because of this life that he is living, there's positives and negatives on the people around him. This is slowly explained as the story is told, but he's put into a situation where he faces his old business partner, or I should say the ghost of his business partner, and that would be Bob Marley. Or sorry, Jacob Marley. It's Bob Cratchit, Jacob Marley. But when Jacob comes to him and he's like, these are the chains that I must wear because of my decisions in life, and yours are going to be a lot heavier than mine, as he says to Ebenezer. And Ebenezer's like, well, what can I do so I'm not bound by these chains? And Jacob tells him, you will be visited by three ghosts. The ghost of the past, the ghost of the present, and the ghost of what's basically going to be the future. And he's like, well, what can I do so I don't have to deal with all of this? Because he just wants stuff to be simple. And it's not that simple. But as each of these ghosts come forward, and don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything. But as each of these ghosts are coming forward, they're showing him both what life is and what life could be and what life could have been. So it's just, it's a very in-depth perspective, and the story is a bit heavy at times, but in doing so, it really brings to the forefront the hurt and the pain that he's been dealing with his whole life. And after the final ghost, he wakes up, and There's probably some people who think it was a dream. There's other people who think this actually happened to him. At least from watching the movie, I'm not talking about the people in the movie. I'm talking like there's people that watch it. It's like, okay, but did that all really happen or what's going on? And that will explain itself as the rest of the story is told. Don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it for you, especially if you've never seen this. The ending is a little bit different than what you might expect. I mean, people just kind of expect the feel-good, happy endings, and sometimes the stories like this don't always have the full-on feel-good, happy endings that you might expect. But that doesn't mean that it's any less meaningful of a story. So I'm hoping that this would resonate with somebody, especially who somebody might be a bah humbug towards Christmas or bah humbug towards people in their life. Like I said, the Christmas of 1984 was, I mean, it difficult. I mean, the 80s were interesting years for me, and I try not to go into a whole lot of depth on that because, as I'm a movie critic, I'm not sitting here talking to a self-help program type thing. So I'm not going to bore you with all of those details on that. But let's get around to our final clue. Are you ready? I hope you've been keeping notes. Our final clue on our 12 Days of Christmas, day 11, is trundle. That's trundle. So, I hope that these clues can kind of fill you in a little bit. Now, here is the important part. You have until noon tomorrow, so noon on Christmas Day 2024, regardless of what time zone you are in. So how do I do that? So yeah, if I do that, okay, I'll be able to still do that. As you know, most of my programs go live at 8 o'clock in the morning here on the podcasts, but what I'm doing is I'm not going to be coming on until 8 p.m. tomorrow night because the cutoff for submitting answers is noon tomorrow Central Time. So that would be like 10 in the morning Pacific Time or 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time. So that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea for that. So take your time, figure out these clues, and submit your answer. To you can either submit it directly on moviedeputy.com on the contact me page. What I need from you is I need your answer to the trivia, and the answer is actually it's two parts, so I hadn't announced that yet. There's two pieces to the answer. Now, if you get either piece of this answer correct, you will win something. But if you get both parts of the answer correct, you will be winning an extra special prize pack from Movie Deputy. Now, along with your answer, I will need your shirt size, and I will also need your name and your mailing address. And you can submit this on moviedeputy.com's contact me page or send me an email directly at moviedeputy@gmail.com. So I am so looking forward to these answers. I've been getting them, people sending them to me, like off of our Facebook page and off of our X account, formerly known as Twitter, things like that. But what I need from you in to submit the answer for the answer to count, I need the answer. Like I said, it is a two-part answer, but even if you just get one of the pieces correct, there will be still a special prize to get. But if you get both parts of the answer correct, you will be winning an extra special Movie Deputy prize pack. Like I said, I will need your name, your shirt size, and your mailing address. And without all of that, I will be unable to get the prize to you. And so I want to be able to do that, especially for like this big prize pack, because this is the first time we are running a contest quite like this. So I'm really excited to see how much participation that will submit the final answer. Is that your final answer? So yes, this will be your final answer. So again, the cutoff time for that is going to be 12 noon Central Standard Time. So if you need help figuring out what that is, feel free to ask somebody close to you and they will surely help you, or you can even Google it. So I am so excited to see what's going to happen. I will be back at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening with announcing what the full answer is. And I will also be announcing how many winners I have, and then how I will be notifying them, etc. So I hope you are as excited about this as I am, and I cannot wait for tomorrow. I cannot wait for Christmas. I am like a little kid. I am just giddy, as our movie that we talked about today, A Christmas Carol, mainly takes place on Christmas Eve. So what better of a night to or day to post this is here on Christmas Eve. So I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas and tune in tomorrow for some extra special content. I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.